Hey loves, you're now listening to the voice behind the Tomi Tech podcast, Jimoluwa Tobinola, Tomi for short, soon to be Yolasimi OJ. Anyways, welcome to today's episode on the Tomi Tech podcast. If you're a new listener, we are so glad you are here and we cannot wait for you to become part of our family. And if you are a returning subscriber, you know you are an OG, and we love you for always coming around and sticking with us regardless. So if you're not yet a subscriber of the Tomi Tech podcast, please do that before the end of this intro, because you do not want to miss out on the juice and the content that is coming for you 2024. So stay tuned and subscribe. See you on the other side. Bye. Yeah, so continuation of how I entered One Chance. So this is like a part two of the previous episode. So if you haven't listened to how I entered One Chance, please just pause this particular episode, go back, listen to it in order for you to understand the whole story and gist, right? Before you can come back and join us where we are, right? So this is like a second chance. And yes, it's so funny now, because how I'm saying it now, it seems so funny to me. But yes, I entered a second chance, if there's anything like that, right? So I entered the same particular boss, the same particular set of people that were inside the bus. I mean, like the driver and the conductor himself. Then the same guy that was sitting in front of me that particular day, right? Or sitting beside me, right? But now let's rewind. So on the 1st of October, it was on a Sunday. Meanwhile, I already stopped going to my parents' church since the beginning of 2023, because Sisi Aja was birthed, right? So I started going to Sisi Aja, and my parents attend Redeemed Christian Church of God. So I stopped going to Redeem and I started going to CCI Aja, right? So on that particular day, and CCI Aja starts church earlier. My parents' church is like by 10. So by 9, I have to be on my way to church, or before 9, I have to be on my way to church, because church starts by 9. So I left home on this particular day. I was heading to church. Usual now, at my bus stop, I decided to enter. I don't even know what I was thinking that particular day. But yes, I jumped bus again. See me now, feeling fresh and good that, I've not been feeling some. Because you know, it was September. It was 25th. Why am I not remembering these things anymore? It was 7th of September when I was going to work that I entered the first One Chance. So this is second chance. So I was on my way to church and I was running late, right? Then I entered, then I was at my bus stop. Then it was like, where are we going to? I was going to Eleganza. I entered. By the time I entered, there was this particular sense. I just sensed it that no, I'm not in the right bus. Like, you know when you have entered a particular bus before, when you have entered a particular place before that didn't just go well with you, when you enter it again, there's this feeling you get. I was so uncomfortable. My goodness, I just sensed it in my spirit that no, to me, I was just throughout. Okay, let's not say throughout, but like, so I entered, I was feeling some particular way about entering inside the bus, but I was just praying under my breath that nothing will happen to me. I will get to my destination well. Nothing will happen to me. I am protected. I was just praying under my breath. See me kabashing under my breath. The next thing, the next thing, we got to, what's the name of this place? Abraham Adesoya. And another person wanted to enter the bus. My body was just doing me somehow. Like, you know when your body, when you don't just feel comfortable about, like, I was just, like, I wasn't just comfortable. Because I was trying to say,
am I sure this is the same bus? Because the first time I entered that particular bus, right, I was sitting in the front seat, right? I was sitting in the front seat. But the first day, it was dark. It was still, like, very early in the morning, like, around to 6, thereabouts. So, it was still dark. I couldn't really see the driver's face, but I remember seeing the conductor's face and the guy that sat down beside me, right? So, when I entered, I was still trying to picture the face. Is he him? Is he not him? But there were, like, a lot was just going on because I was feeling uncomfortable. I was praying at the same time. I was trying to understand why I was feeling the way I was feeling, right? Then suddenly, right, there was a particular lady that was sitting in the front seat and a guy. So let's say this is the driver, then another guy was sitting, then a lady was sitting close to the door side at the front seat. Then at the back, there was a particular guy beside me and I was the second person sitting. I think that's all. We are very few in that bus. Just 4 of us or 5 of us or 6 of us. Sha. Plus the driver and the conductor. That's what I mean by 6 of us. So, suddenly, the conductor guy was telling the lady in the front seat to close her door properly. Me still trying to understand why I don't feel comfortable in this bus. And if I remember the conductor guy, and if I remember the particular bus, but in my spirit, I was like, this bus, I've entered this bus before. This is the bus. This is the set of people that stole my phone. But I was not so sure because I just felt very weird. Like, I was not just okay at that point, right? So, all of a sudden, the conductor was telling the girl to close the girl sitting at the front, or the lady sitting at the front seat, to close the door properly. She will close it. And it will be as if the door didn't close properly. It will tell her to close it again. I was already feeling too weird. Like, everything was just... I was just trying to calculate everything. But it wasn't just calculating. When, you know, when you're trying to calculate 1 + 1, but like, 1 + 1 is not giving you 2. And I'm like, what's going on? It was then that, like, I'm not exaggerating, right? You told her to close the door more than 6 times. So let's say, like, on the 7th time, there was now the guy that was sitting beside, and she had her purse open up. So, like, before he started telling her to close the door and everything, she already paid. He already asked me for my money, for my fare, for the fare, or for my tea fare, and I already gave him my money, right? So for the transport fare, I already gave him my money. Then she already paid, right? So I think she had, like, some loose change in her purse, right? And her bag was somehow opened, right? Because I was sitting like in the first row, you know, there's the driver, there's the 2 space in front beside the driver, then the seat at the back. So the first row, that's where I was sitting, and there was a guy beside me. So I was sitting beside the next guy. So obviously I could see what was happening in front. That's why I could understand what was going on, right? So from where I was sitting, I saw the other guy trying to stretch out his hand to help her jam the door properly, right? But still, the door wasn't closing properly. I think they already tampered with the door, obviously. So it was trying to jam the door. Close the door for her. She was like, why are you doing that? Like, what are you trying to do? And obviously he was trying to take something from her purse, right? Then the girl was like, what's going on here? She was like, you know what, she said that the door, I don't even know what was going on. I was confused because, number one, I didn't feel okay being in that bus. Secondly, too much of distraction was going on at the same time. Thirdly, I think it wanted to collect more fee or more amount than it told her already, or whatever, or something like that. It was saying it doesn't have change or one thing, Sha. Then suddenly, right, the lady was like, she's not going anymore, that she wants to get down from the bus. Meanwhile, they were trying to call in passengers from, like, the Abamadesoya junction, right? Then she got down, and by the time she got down, she said, I should better get down from the car. I should better get down from the bus. If I like myself, I should get down from the bus. She said it though. She shouted it. And the bus already started zooming off. I was already praying. Hey! Seeing that I was praying from the beginning, I entered inside the bus, that I didn't just feel comfortable about being inside that bus. I was not praying under my breath. Because if I told him that, me too, I want to get down, me too, I want to get down. And I said that with, you know, so much... so much nervousness, so much, you know, so much anger or whatever. Like, they could switch things, you know. So I was still calm. I was still trying to be calm. I was praying under my breath. Then I told him, then okay, so we moved a little bit forward after Abraham Day. So yeah, I think we're already, let's see, we haven't gone far, let's say, like, we have just driven, like, let's say 1 minute 1 minute 30 seconds plus. We have not gotten anywhere, we have not gotten to Doren. For you guys that know the road very well, we haven't gotten to Doren. We are just like around that Wando filling station or Cornwall. I can't remember the name of the filling station that is there. So yeah, we haven't even gotten to Doren. And the guy said I should come to the front seat. I knew there was a problem from there. I said, you know what? I am not going anymore. She gave me my money. Then I got down. And that was how I was able to get down. Obviously, at some point, I was going to ask him that I wanted to leave. Like, I wanted to get down. I'm not going anymore. I've gotten to where I'm going to, right? That was the plan I had in mind. That I'll just tell him maybe when we get to Doren that, oh, I'm getting down. When we get to Aja, that I'm getting down. But for him to say that I should move to the front seat, obviously he had something in mind. I was like, I'm not going to the front seat. He said I should move to the front seat. I said, oh God, I don't want to sit in the front seat. Is it my fault? I'm okay the way I am. After he said that I should move to the front seat twice, I got down. I told him I'm not going anymore. I got down like I wanted to go to the front seat. Then I told him I'm not going anymore. Then he gave me my money. Then he zoomed off. At that point, I was in shock. Like, I was in shock, but I just thank God, because at the end of the day, like, you have to be smart with these things. Like, when you realize your things, and the second thing is that you always have to go with the nudge, like this sense of the spirit. You always have to go with it, because at the end of the day, like, you are going to be the one that will face the consequences of your actions, because, like, it's you. It's not like the Holy Spirit did not tell you. The Holy Spirit told you. You just decided to be stubborn about it. So at the end of the day, right, my advice for everyone out there listening to me is that you should not, I would always say, don't underestimate God's protection over your life. That God protects us, like, no cap. And, like, when we usually pray that, oh God protect us, oh God protect me and my family, like, I didn't deep it. Like, I was like, okay, God protect, you know, when you pray that, ah, God protect us, so when am I going in, am I coming in, or protect me, or provide for me, or bless me and my family. Yes, we pray it, but deep down I have never meant that, oh God protect me. Obviously I mean God protects me, but like it was never so deep. Like, you know when you really want something and you're hungry for something, when you are praying for, okay, you want to pass an exam, we are hungry for that exam to be passed, right? I've never prayed for God's protection that way. But moving on, like, I'm so grateful, like, that has changed. And maybe that's what God wanted me to realize, for me to enter inside that first chance and for me to enter inside the second chance. I don't know. But at the same time, I'm just very grateful that while everything was going on, there was peace. I was rest assured that nothing was going to happen to me. And I thank God that I was able to still be at peace, be calm with, like, whatever was going on around me at that point, with all the chaos that was going on. Like, I'm still able to be under control, be calm, and just pray that God take me out of that situation, because that was it for me. I still jumped another. In fact, as I came down from the bus, I called my mommy immediately, like, almost immediately. I was like, mom, something just happened to me now. In my head, I don't even think that, oh, snap this bus that is zooming off and probably take their plate number, because I'm sure they are doing it to, like, I'm sure that I've done it to other people around, or other people that have entered inside their bus, obviously. So I'll probably report to the police or something. Like, that didn't even come to my head at all at that point. At that point, I was just grateful to God, and I wanted to talk to my mother at that point. So I called my mom, like, mom, so just happened to me. She was like, ah, thank God for protection. Thank God for protection. Thank God you were not harmed. Nothing happened to you. And she told me, moving forward, I should always check the bus I enter, that I should not enter so bus. I should always look and this and that. Just, you know, normal tips of entering inside a public transport and all of that. So yes, I'm going to give you guys tips of entering inside a public transport, right? So when you're entering inside a public transport, right, ensure that there are a lot of people inside the bus. And even if there are a lot of people, ensure that it's both mixed, like both ladies and both men are inside the bus, right? Secondly, ensure that, like, when you're entering inside a bus in like an unknown area, ensure that you're entering it in a park or like in a bus stop where like other people are calling like places, and ensure that they are calling for, like, let's say you're going to CMS now, and the bus you're entering the bus at Aja, ensure that they call like places for you to drop, like they're calling Lekki, they're calling Jakonde, they're calling all of that on your way, or like when you want to enter or board the bus, right? Secondly, ensure that the driver and the conductor himself look responsible. Like, obviously not all of them that always look responsible, but you would know. And ensure that, you know, these conductor guys, they have money in their hands, right? Ensure that they have money in their hands, because obviously it's one of the tips, right, when entering bus. Then secondly, before you enter inside any bus, look, pray. If you sense it in your spirit that you can go ahead and enter inside the bus, go ahead and enter. If you don't feel it in your spirit that you don't want to enter inside the bus, don't enter inside. Sometimes I can be at the bus stop and like 3 to 5 different buses will pass me going to the same place I'm going to, but I'm not enter it. Why? Because I don't feel led to enter it. I don't feel like I should enter that particular bus. In essence, that's what I'm trying to say, right? So hopefully, moving on, we are all protected when we enter a bus or a vehicle, right? So yes, we have come to the end of this episode. But before I leave, I'm just going to say a little prayer for you, right? So in Jesus' name, as I pray today, I'm committing every one of my listeners to your ends. May you always be their shield. I pray you protect them from any harm that may come near them. You said in your word that you put your angels charge over all of us, and you watch us carefully. They watch over us carefully. I pray that every angel you have put in charge of us would always watch over us. I pray that your mighty protection and peace covers every one of their family members, from the oldest to the youngest. That the will of God will never take you away where the grace of God will not protect you. I pray that wherever you go, the Lord goes before you and he will be with you every single step of the way. I pray that the Lord will fill your day with joy, peace, hope, and love. You are highly favored in your going out and in your coming in. May God rest his hands on your life. We are not afraid because we know the Spirit of God rests in each and every one of us. We thank God for our prayers have been answered. And at the end of the day, we give thanks to your holy name, knowing that you have answered all our prayers. For in Jesus' name, most precious, wonderful name, we have prayed. Amen. So the peace of the Lord is with us whenever we're going out, whenever we are, you know, coming back home. Rest assured that we are protected and the peace of God rests within us, okay? The best. Thank you for sticking to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to this part of this episode. You guys are absolutely the best of the best. Thank you so much. And if you have not subscribed yet, please do subscribe before you move on your day. And secondly, please send in your reviews. Please rate this episode, send in your reviews, and share with your friends and family. I actually really want to hear your reviews. Your reviews keep me going and encourages me to post more episodes and to see that you're actually following on
the episode on Domitique Podcast. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Love you. Kisses. Bye.